Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a classic old-school drum and bass bassline in Ableton Live 12 using an automation-first workflow. And that's the key idea here. We are not just writing notes, we're designing motion. We want the bass to feel like it's performing with the drums, not just looping in the background. Old-school DNB bass has a very specific attitude. It's rhythmic, it's alive, and it usually gets its energy from movement rather than complexity. So instead of cramming in tons of notes, we're going to focus on filter sweeps, pitch nudges, drive changes, volume swells, and little send throws that make the line breathe. That's the kind of motion that gives jungle and classic rolling DNB that unmistakable weight. First, set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot for a classic feel. Then create two MIDI tracks for the bass, one for the sub, and one for the mid-bass. If you want, also make a return track for delay and another for reverb, because we'll use those later for short throws rather than constant wash. Group the bass tracks into a bass bus too, because that makes it much easier to process and automate the whole thing together. Now, before you touch sound design too much, write a simple MIDI phrase. That's important. In old-school DNB, the groove usually comes from restraint. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar loop and keep it focused on root notes, fifths, octaves, and maybe the dark little B3, 4, or B7 if you want extra tension. Place the notes around the kick and snare. Leave room for the snare on 2 and 4, and let the phrase answer itself. Think in call and response. One bar sets the idea. The next bar replies with a small twist. A really important mindset here is that repetition is your friend. If the bass line is too busy, it stops sounding like old-school DNB and starts sounding confused. The movement should come from automation and articulation, not from constant note density. So keep the MIDI simple and let the arrangement breathe. Let's build the sub first. On your sub track, use operator or wave eatable. If you're using operator, set oscillator to assign wave, keep it mono, and if you want a tiny bit of glide, set portamento very subtly, maybe around 20 to 50 milliseconds. That gives you a slight slide feel without turning it into a wobble. Keep the sub clean, conservative, and focused. Add utility if needed to force mono, and use EQ8 only if you need to clean up rumble below 20 to 25 Hz. Don't overthink the sub. It's there to carry the weight. Now move to the mid-bass, because this is where the character lives. A strong stock chain could be wave-eatable, then auto-filter, then roar or saturator, then EQ8, then maybe a compressor or glue compressor, and finally utility. Start with a waveform that already has some harmonic content. Keep the voice mode mono or legato so the line feels tight and purposeful. If you need glide, add it very carefully. We want attitude, not mush. For the filter, a low pass is a great starting point. Keep the cutoff fairly low at first, especially if you want that restrained, deep old-school tone. Add a bit of resonance, but not too much. The resonance should act like a highlight, not a whistle. Then add a little grit with roar or saturator. We're talking subtle drive here, not full destruction. Around plus 3 to plus 8 dB of drive can be a good starting point, with soft clipping on if it feels good. The goal is to bring out the harmonics so the bass reads on smaller speakers, while still keeping the low end controlled. Now comes the fun part. Automation first thinking. In Ableton Live 12, press it to show automation in arrangement view, or use clip envelopes if you're working that way. But the real idea is this. Don't wait until the end to add automation. Build the phrase with automation from the beginning. That means deciding what the headline movement is for each section. For example, in a 4-bar phrase, bar 1 could stay low and restrained, bar 2 could open the filter a little more on the response notes, bar 3 could add some drive or brightness, and bar 4 could lift the cutoff and maybe throw a tiny bit of delay or reverb into the transition. That kind of contour creates a sense of performance. It makes the bass feel like it's evolving naturally. A good coaching trick here is to make one parameter the headline and let the other ones support it. If cutoff is the main motion, don't also go wild with resonance, drive, and volume all at once. You want the listener to clearly hear the movement. A few decisive automation moves usually sound more musical than 100 tiny edits everywhere. Think in energy contours, set up, push, release. That shape is what gives old-school DNB its tension. It also helps to use automation breakpoints intentionally. Instead of drawing super smooth curves all the time, use a few strong moves where they matter. Old-school bass often feels heavier when the motion is slightly delayed, not rushed. So if a transition feels weak, check whether your automation is arriving too early. Sometimes that tiny bit of space before the next phrase is exactly what makes the hit feel bigger. Now, let's talk about macros. If your bass chain is getting complex, put the mid-bass devices into an instrument rack or audio effect rack and map important parameters to macros. Useful ones are cutoff, resonance, drive, sub-level, mid-level, width, effects and brightness. This makes everything faster to automate and easier to control during arrangement. It also keeps your workflow clean. Instead of drawing automation across 8 different devices, you can perform the main gestures with a few mapped controls. That's especially useful when you start building bigger sections, like an 8-bar drop. You can record macro automation in real time, commit to a first pass, and then refine it later. Honestly, that's a great habit. Printing a reference automation pass often captures the performance vibe much better than endlessly tweaking every tiny detail. Next, use note articulation to your advantage. Even in a simple bass pattern, changing note length can totally change the feel. Short notes give you bounce and tightness. Slightly longer notes can glue phrase transitions together. If your synth responds to velocity, use that too. Map velocity to filter cutoff or envelope amount if you can, and make the phrase breathe through dynamics. Stronger velocity on key notes can really emphasize the shape of the line. Now add some send automation. Old school DNB bass usually works better with short, intentional throws than with constant wet effects. Set up a short sync delay, maybe 1/8 or 1/16, and a small room reverb with short decay. Then automate the send level only on selected notes, usually at the end of a phrase or just before a transition. Keep the low end clean by high-passing the return track if needed. These tiny effects throws can make the bass feel much more alive without washing out the impact. Once the sub and mid-bass are behaving well, glue them together on the bass bus. Add EQ8 to clean up any low mid but around 200 to 400 Hz if necessary. Use glue compressor gently, maybe to 2-to-1 ratio with a moderate attack and release. Just enough to make the layers feel like one instrument. Add a little saturator or roar if the bus needs extra cohesion, and use utility to keep the sub mono and control the width of the upper harmonics. The low end should stay stable and solid, that's non-negotiable. Now let's think like an arranger. In a real DNB track, the bass line should evolve across the drop. A strong 16-bar section might start with a restrained motif in bars 1-4, then open the filter and increase drive in bars 5-8. Then introduce a small note variation or slide in bars 9 to 12, and finally go full energy in bars 13 to 16 with more automation and maybe a small dropout or FX throw before the reset. That's how you create progression, without rewriting the whole part. And subtraction is just as powerful as addition. Sometimes muting the mid-bass for half a bar, closing the filter before the drop returns, or stripping the drive for a moment creates more tension than adding another layer ever could. That silence, or near silence, makes the next hit feel huge. In jungle and old school DNB, the space between the hits is often where the energy really lives. A few pro tips here. Use resonance as a rhythmic accent, but only on the notes that matter. A little resonance on a phrase peak can make the bass talk. Also, if you want a darker, heavier tone, layer a dirty mid-bass above a clean sub. Keep the sub simple and clean, and let the mid layer take the grit. You can even create two intensity states, a cleaner one and a rougher one, then crossfade or automate between them as the arrangement builds. Another smart move is to let the bass answer the breakbeat. Old school DNB is all about the relationship between the break and the bass. So place your notes around the snare hits, leave room for ghost notes, and use automation to reply to the drum accents. That call and response relationship is what makes the groove feel alive. Here's a simple practice approach. Build a 2-bar phrase with just 3 to 5 notes. Assign sub and a wave-eatable mid-bass. Put auto filter and saturator or roar on the mid-bass. Then automate the cutoff to rise in the second bar, increase drive on the last 2 notes, and throw a little delay only on the final note. Duplicate the loop and change only 1 note in the second bar. Listen closely and notice how much of the movement comes from automation, not from the MIDI itself. That's the lesson. If you want to go further, try a 16-bar version where each 4-bar block has a different focus. Maybe bars 1-4 are all about filter opening, bars 5-8 are about drive, bars 9-12 emphasize pitch glide, and bars 13-16 bring in FX throws and level swells. That keeps the bass evolving without sounding overworked. You can also alternate articulation, using one version with shorter punchier notes and another with slightly longer tails. Small differences like that make repetition feel intentional, not copy-pasted. At the end of the day, the big idea is simple. In old-school DNB, the bass line should feel like a performance. Keep the MIDI simple, split the bass into sub and mid, automate the main movement, and use contrast across the arrangement. If you get the automation right, even a very basic note pattern can sound absolutely deadly. So take your time with the motion. Make the cut off the star, let the other parameters support it. Use space wisely and let the bass breathe with the breakbeat. That's how you get that classic rolling, aggressive, alive old-school DNB energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic presenter style, or a section-by-section script with pause cues for recording.